Boston University women's basketball program wins its fifth straight game to open up Patriot League play, defeating Colgate by a final score of 72-51. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Alyssa Graves. Coach, if you could offer us some thoughts about the team's performance.
I think this was a really great team when our bench got really involved. Everyone got a chance to get on the court and contribute. I thought this was the best game of our offensive execution, which has been the theme of this week, and I allowed the team to pick the theme. So really proud of that effort and taking care of the basketball, limiting turnovers, and then taking really good shots. I thought this was the best game of us sharing the basketball in that way and looking to take the best shot possible on the floor.
One of your favorite topics is limiting turnovers, a season low with 8. Against the Raiders, what do you think was so effective in that category, especially as Colgate was pressing early?
I think it's something we've just been really honing on in practice. We've been holding them accountable to that, and I thought we did some extra film sessions of what their press looked like, how we wanted to break it. We made some adjustments, and I thought that helped them and gave them a little more confidence. But I think it's just been something we're focusing on and continue to get better at.
On a day where you didn't have the Patriot League's leading rebounder and second leading scorer during Patriot League play, and Caitlin Weimer, you ask your post to step up. You get a double-double from Marin Durant, as well as Sam Chris getting 7 first quarter points. What did you like out of their performances today?
You know, we talked a lot in the pregame about getting the ball inside, whether we had Caitlin or not. I thought Marin did a great job. She stepped up today, and she just took over a role that normally, you know, she's still a scorer, but not in that capacity normally, and she just took that over. She really stepped up with Caitlin's absence. Sam has just been doing a great job for us. I thought getting her that experience in the non-conference has really helped her in conference play to be able to come in confidently and take over those roles too and help rebound the basketball. But Marin just played great on both sides of the ball, and for her to have 5 assists as well, she's just passing the ball really well to double teams too, finding our shooters, which is helping our 3-point field goal percentage. So I thought she had a great overall game today.
You brought up that 3-point shooting over 52%. You drain 11 on the evening, 4 of which come from Maggie Pina. She had a couple of quiet games, but slowly averaging 12 points a game in her last 3. Is there anything differently you're seeing from her involvement in the offense, or is she just continuing to hit shots at the right time?
You know, she is someone who will always get in the gym. So if she's not having a good shooting night, she will be the first one in the gym the next day, getting shots up. But I think just our conversations with her, where they were really trying to take her away at times after those first few games where she was shooting it really well, and she was just trying to force her shot, where I just talked to her about how it will come to her, where she's going to get her shots from. And a lot of times, like I mentioned, it's when people are really sucking in on our post players, and then a kid like Marin and Sam and Caitlin are able to kick out to her for open set shots. So I think obviously they really packed the paint in today, and that made her more available on the perimeter. But she's someone who just has a will to succeed. So if she has a bad night, she's not going to have a bad night far after that. So
5 straight wins to open up Patriot League play. Where is this team's confidence level right now as you head into a Sunday matchup against Army down at West Point?
You know, I think they're really confident. I think they're also, in a good note, humble. You know, we talked a lot about that when the preseason poll came out and we were number one, and we talked about there's still a lot of work to do and not take any team for granted. So I think what their mindset is they're confident in the way they're shooting the ball and the way they're executing. I think we're defending pretty well too, but taking it one game at a time and understanding that every opponent matters, to respect every opponent as well. So that's just the mindset of going to the next game, taking it one game at a time, and now we're going to focus on Army.